They're one of our favourite furry critters, but they have an important job. Guide dogs play an imperative role in supporting the over 300,000 vision impaired Australians, a number that is growing every day. But what exactly goes into becoming a guide dog? These dogs don't just become service animals overnight. It takes a whole lot of training and volunteers from the community to get the dogs ready for their handlers. I spoke to Isabella Shord from Guide Dogs Queensland to find out more about the process.
To start off with, could you kind of go through that? What are the different stages in becoming a guide dog?
Yeah, definitely. So the journey of a guide dog does go through many stages, like you said. So it really starts from the beginning. So when the pups are born, we start their socialisation right from the start. So in the breeding centre, we expose them to lots of different textures, lots of different sounds as well. We play them different recordings, like different music tracks and different sounds like storms and everything, just to really expose them right from the start. And we introduce them with a lot of different toys as well. So once they're 8 weeks old, then they go out with their volunteer puppy raisers, and they go out and live in the community with their families there. And the puppy raisers take them on different outings to teach them lots of different skills and experiences. So they come into our Bald Hill site every few weeks for classes where they get taught different skills, different basic obedience and things like that. And then the puppy raiser really takes them wherever they go and exposes them to a lot of different experiences that our pet dogs just wouldn't get to experience, just so they get socialised and learn all different things there. And then the puppies enter their formal training and they come back to us when they're about 18 months old. And then they enter formal training where their trainer really teaches them everything they need to know to become a great guide dog. And that training takes around 5 months. So there's a few different stages within that training. So in the first few months of training, the dogs learn all the fundamentals that they need to become a guide dog. So they're taught basic skills like how to walk in a straight line and how to stop at curves and avoid any obstacles that they might encounter on their path that we as sighted individuals just kind of take for granted. But it's really important that the guide dogs, being someone's guiding eyes, can take on those basic skills to be able to move forward in their training. And then once they have the basics down pat, they learn how to locate landmarks like stairs and doors and seats that they'll be able to help their client with. And then at this stage, the dogs also undergo traffic training and learn about how to get on buses and trains and public transport just to help their handler move around. And then in the last month of training, the dogs need to be able to really prove that they have what it takes to become a guide dog. So they work in more busier environments and they have a bit of less support from their trainers so that they're more independent and can really show what they're capable of so that when they're out in the community and with their handler, they can really take on any situation that they may come across. And then when the guide dog successfully completes its training, it's matched with their blind or vision impaired handler. And the pair really quickly form that incredible partnership that we see out working in the community.
Are there any particular challenges that you find at each of these stages?
So at every stage, the dogs are tested and it is quite a rigorous process for them. But we do offer them a lot of support, and each of the dogs' training is really individualised for them. So if there's a dog that really doesn't like escalators, you'd say, then we do a lot of work with them to help them move past that and, just training them for whatever they need to be able to train in.
What happens when the dog retires?
So we do have a rehoming process. So once our dogs reach retirement age, which is around 10 years of age, a lot of the handlers choose to keep on that dog as a pet while they get matched with another guide dog. So whenever our dogs are out of harness, they are just like any other dog. They're just like friendly pets and love to run around and have a play as well. So once they retire, the handlers choose to keep them on as pets because they really do become a part of the family. But if for whatever reason they can't keep them on as a pet or that's not suitable for them, then we have a rehoming process where we look for members of the community to take them on as pets
And going back to the puppy stage where the volunteers take them, what sort of person is the right kind of person to take on a service dog puppy?
So we look for people who are really, we just look for people who are ready to take on our guide dogs. We're looking for loving homes for them. So anyone who's ever thought about it or anything, we really encourage them to really encourage people in the community to look into it because it's a really wonderful program.
But perhaps it might not suit someone who's got a very busy work life or maybe who lives in a small apartment or something, or are those people still, you think, suitable?
Yeah, so our program is fairly flexible. Our dogs come into training with us a lot as well. So we're looking for people who are able to make that commitment and really train the dog for whatever we need them to help with. But yeah, if you have a busy working environment, it might not be suitable, but our program is quite flexible and it is a case-by-case scenario. So we really encourage people to look into it.
Do you ever find some of the volunteers get almost too attached to the puppies?
Yeah, it can be a really hard process and handing them back is always a challenge, but knowing what they're working towards and knowing the end goal, that really helps as well.
Stereotypically, we always see the Labradors as the typical guide dog, but I have seen other breeds out there that have had the guide dog, the little vests on. So what sort of breeds of dogs are the best ones to become guide dogs?
Yeah, so mainly we do train Labradors just because they're really easy to train. They're very sociable animals as well. And when you've got someone with their handler 24/7, they really, really do need to love people as much as we love the dogs as well. But we also train Golden Retrievers and we have a few crosses as well, but Labradors are the main dogs that we breed for that reason.
You often hear when you see a service animal that's working, you're not allowed to pat them. I'm wondering, is that actually true?
Yeah, it is. It is. So we really rely on the community to help our dogs move around safely. When our dogs are in harness, they are working. So they're helping their handler get to their destination really as safely as possible. And when we have people coming up and touching them or distracting them, that can really put the handler and the dog in a situation where they're not in the safest situation as possible. So the dog, if the dog's distracted, the handler might not know what's happening, and yeah, it can really interrupt. So when you see a working dog in harness, they are working, so we do ask that they're not distracted. But yeah, when they're out of harness, they're getting as much love and as much cuddles as any other pet dog would as well.
And just to finish up, what sort of differences do you find the guide dogs do make for their handlers?
It's really indescribable. Like, their partnerships and being able to provide them with that independence and mobility for them to live their lives as full and active as possible. It's really indescribable and the partnerships are really beautiful. It becomes a guide and a companion and really the person's best friend.